can confirm, but nothing.
Well, what we can do on R4 is I can do R4, our patient care with you guys. I can talk to the lab manager with the lab, and we can discuss this with all those departments. I can talk to their leaders on that. Process change for them, I'll have to work with that on there. I can't say it'll be changed immediately because I'm not over them. But I can make it very apparent this is what needs to happen. And I can work with that. Up here, we can work very diligently to make sure she gets what she needs. I can control up here. That part I can assure you we will.
Why wasn't it in control when I first addressed it?
I'm not for sure. I got all of this stuff yesterday from both the assistants from days and nights that there was issues yesterday. And that's why we're trying to follow up from what I found out yesterday.
Cassandra was the first quote-unquote manager that I spoke with about this complaint. And I addressed very specifically that I wanted to ensure that when she gets, you know, kind of moved up, that what we were experiencing is going to happen up here. Because I was fearful of that. Because one nurse, more patients, I've got no more than two with one nurse, and they can't even quite handle that, or at least care to handle that. So.
Well,
it was addressed. It was brought through the only channel I had available to me after requesting it. And I appreciate your sharing with me that you're here to address this now, but a really big ball got dropped between when I first addressed it and at this very moment now that we're sitting at this table. I wouldn't be nearly as upset. Perhaps half the things that have happened up here, and more specifically the sanitary issues and the safety issues that I feel are of those two natures, maybe never have happened. I don't know. You have a lot of people in your hospital that don't care. And you have a lot of people in your hospital that cannot comprehend an understanding of what's sanitary and what isn't, what's safe and what's not. And that's a shame. And it scares me to death to have my mother in your hospital knowing that those people exist. I know there's generally speaking someone over someone over someone that manages and controls those things. And it's a shame that we have to entrust certain methods of practice to individuals based on how we hire them to perform. Like, hey, this is what you're responsible for doing. Make sure you do this. And you entrust that that's going to be followed through it. But it isn't. None of it. I mean, it's not. It's not being followed through with. You don't just go rubbing your face and then go poke somebody with a needle and infect it with whatever you might have. You don't wipe someone's tail end, handle those sanitary or those wipes, whatever they are. They're obviously not sanitary, but once they get used, and then you don't just go grabbing their drink and sticking it in their mouth. You don't go handling all the things that they're actually going to be touching. Do you know they spent more time on wiping down that E400 than they did wiping down anything on my mom's bed with all of those gloves? Okay, so somewhere in their understanding, they comprehend that things need to be sanitary. How is the patient's immediate accessible equipment, whether it's bed-related or it's call-button-related or it's drinking-related, not getting comprehend that that's just as equally important to manage and maintain the sanity of that when you're talking about a piece of metal on wheels? They don't care. If they have the comprehension to sanitize this device that rolls them around, and they can grasp that reality, then they can certainly grasp that the other stuff they're touching should be clean.
I agree.
So they either were trained to sanitize that device, or they weren't trained to sanitize their straws and cups, or were trained to even remove their gloves after they've wiped them. I don't know what it is, but it's laziness, it's a lack of understanding, comprehension. I don't understand.
I think some of it is they get into a hurry. and they don't stop and think about stuff. I don't think it's a matter that they don't care. I think it's more of a lack of getting into a hurry and not paying attention 100% of everything. When you get in a hurry, you can't do everything 100%. And I think that's a big struggle.
Okay. So the young lady that was taking her blood, she had a lot of time to stand there while my mom was being repositioned in bed. She didn't seem to be in a hurry. I'm not saying that she was or she wasn't, but she had plenty of time to scratch all over her face, rub it down with her gloves on, plenty of time to handle other things within her tray with those same gloves, which may or may... Do those typically include other people's blood too?
Mm-mm. The gloves?
No. The little trays they carry with the vials. She carries vials of blood around, what I call a vial.
Mm-hmm.
That has other people's blood in it too that she's taking when she's going making her rounds. So she's touching all that stuff as well, and it's disgusting. I don't know whether there's so many usable words in that circumstance. It's so frustrating.
Some part of it's education that we're touching on right now. Some of it's getting to a hurry and not paying attention. Some of it is seen as there's surfaces that are not sterile, so they don't treat them as sterile. So this is a lot of educational items that we're talking about. And a lot of just people getting in a hurry and not slowing down to pay attention what they need to do. That type of stuff right there is what we bring when we have this situation, if this happened. So this is one of those moments that you take and you educate. And you say, how do you think this was perceived? When you did this, how was this perceived? And then you use that to show them, this is what your education was. This is what happens when you get in a hurry. And this is how your care is perceived. So that's how I use these situations to teach. Now, I can't fix what happened before. But now that I've known this from last night, I can go forward from this and help with my part, with my staff.
Shannon, how do I pronounce your last name?
Rance.
Rance, okay. Like I said, I don't know how much more time she's going to be in here. But, you know, I'm exhausted of trying to be concerned over every little meticulous detail. And there's only so many times I can tell what I assume to be the correct and proper channels. My next option, I mean, goodness. I'm thinking to myself, okay, I've got Bond, I've got HSS, I've got my contacts locally here. You know, I've got my own set of platforms and resources to work with. Man, I don't want to have to do any of that, but I want her taken care of.
I can have you talk to my director if you'd like, but to talk with us. But from my standpoint on, I can do what I need to do with my staff here. Again, I can't change what's happened. I can't go back in time. But I can take what we have here and work with that from her staying with us on. And if you have other outlier resources that you feel you need to go to, then that's what you need to do. But we have a couple other ways that we can go here for you to be heard too, if that's what you need. I have no problems with that. And I feel it would be very beneficial for Tessie to hear from you guys, too.
What would you do if you were me and if it was your mom who experienced poor care downstairs after you brought it to their attention? And then what would you do if a nurse said, hey, go suction your mom's mouth out yourself? What would you do if she's being poked and prodded unsanitarily and she's being handled, our wives are being handled, and then we're trying to shove it back in her mouth? I mean, what would you do?
You're doing the right path so we can take care of it, so we can educate, but you have absolutely every right to be frustrated.
When a problem occurs, and you come and talk to us, we have to have the opportunity to fix that. We have to be able to understand what's going on and what has happened, and we have to have the opportunity to fix it. This is our first opportunity to do that.
Well, that's incorrect. Your first opportunity was more than a handful of days ago when I brought it to everyone's attention up front. It was the very first initial time. Now, brought it to Holly's attention, she instantly had something accomplished, which the next day there were none of the nurses that we weren't going to allow accessing my mother. She wasn't there. So she obviously accomplished that. She shared with me who I might speak with. Next morning I stayed through it. I spoke with Cassandra. So she's the first management, if you will, that I was able to channel this information to. What took place at that moment? You know what she told me? I'll tell you what she told me. She told me that you're just going to have to expect that the care up there is going to be less than it is down here because the nurses have more patients than we do here. So you need to get used to that, and you need to be comfortable with that understanding that you, in some cases, they'll have 4 to 6 patients per nurse. She's prepping me to get ready for a more laid-back, less attentive environment. I am praying that I asked her for Tessie, whoever's down there. Is it Tessie down there? I asked her for her. She wasn't there. I said, I am talking to you, Cassandra, right now because I want to ensure that if the care I'm experiencing here doesn't get channeled up the chain to what might be an even more laid-back environment, a more careless environment. Sure enough, that's what's happened. But she did nothing for that. She did nothing to do it, and I brought it to her attention. The very next morning when I had finally been fed up and had it, I was done. You're saying it's an opportunity for education. Great. More power to you. It's a great tool and a resource for you to teach your team. But your team's currently failing. Your team has failed. Even your co-team, if you want to call Cassandra a management co-team member, however you guys are structured, I don't know.
Well, neurotrauma is a separate department.
I don't care. They're in the hospital. Somebody there needs to relay the information based on where I said we were going, and it didn't happen. I've been failed on all aspects of this, and this today, and I appreciate and value your all's time. I appreciate it. It's a shitty deal. Because you're the first time that I've truly been acknowledged and confirmed that, hey, this guy has an issue and here's what's taking place.